Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to focus on our youth, and our main focus is having a plan for our youth, having a purpose, and fulfilling the promise that God has for our youth. And the main question is, can our youth climb the bar to success? I want you to write that down. Can our youth climb the bar to success? So we're looking at three things. We're looking at the plan, the purpose, and the promise. Okay? So without further ado, I would like to first of all thank God, my family, and friends for joining me at this particular hour. We're starting a little earlier, and I thank you so much for flexing your schedules and starting earlier. We are going to start once more again by just praising God and worshiping God through song. I want you to continue to listen to this song, and we're going to start with a song, I Can Only Imagine. And the reason why we're starting with that song today is because we have to get into the presence of God. We're dealing with generations, whether it's this generation or generations of my age or latter generations, who have somehow, some way, lost focus of God. We have lost focus as in training, not only ourselves, but training youth. We have lost focus in this world, in what is acceptable and what is not. And so America is out of control, and she's been out of control for many decades, so we can't pinpoint when she began to get out of control. But we can, as the Lord is speaking, pinpoint what we can do in order to create a balance of the things that we can control and the things that we can see in those tangible things. And the Lord says our biggest investment is our youth. Period, point blank. And we used to say our youth are the future for tomorrow, but our youth are the future for today because things are happening today to our youth, which affects us for a lifetime, as the Lord is revealing. And so therefore, we must, as leaders, as individuals in the ministry, as teachers, as parents, as aunts and uncles, granddads, grandmothers, we must plan for our youth. We must have a purpose for them, and we must make sure that we're helping them to understand the promise that God has set for our youth. And I want to leave you with this before we get into the song by Miss Karen entitled I Can Only Imagine. I want to leave you with this. How is it that when we are born, we're so innocent and we're so lovable? And then for some reason, as we began to get older and we pick up things from Mother Earth and Father Earth, we began to change into a different being. And then as we get older, we change into something totally different. And that is a life cycle. But God says that when you are planted, and I want to say this because God is showing this. I didn't know that I was going to say this. God says when you are planted on good ground, meaning that when you're on fertile ground, when you're on good ground and you're planted and you're nourished, he says that you shall grow up, right, in the admiration of the Holy Spirit, of the Lord. And there is nothing, although you go through a life cycle, you're getting better each and every day. If you deteriorate in behavior, deteriorate in our thinking, God says that we're doing so because we were not planted on good ground. And so the question that many people ask is, how can I turn that seed around? How can I turn my child around? How can I turn this person around And God says it all lies in the word of God. He said, because if any man be in Christ, a woman, he or she is a new creature. He says, old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become brand new. And sometimes we have to dig up the dirt and flip it. We have to flip the dirt, amen? And so God says sometimes when we plant seeds, and we're talking about our youth, we're talking about us as individuals, he said we have to turn that thing around. And so, therefore, we're going to talk about the plan, the purpose, and the promise, because I don't want our youth day to be where we focus on all of the negative things that are going on with our youth. God says your ministry is to advance the kingdom of God and to advance our youth into their plan, their purpose, and their promise so that they can be productive. Amen? So that's what we're going to focus on today. But I want to play this song by Miss Karen Shoel. And I want you to imagine being in the presence of God, because anytime we come on the ministry, wherever we are, whether it's on radio, whether it's face-to-face, which is coming soon, whether it's on Skype, which is coming soon, it doesn't matter. The Lord says that we need to be in the presence of God so that God can begin speaking to us so that we can become better people. You know, there's no need in us getting on air, speaking about all the negative things, or getting on Facebook or writing things about all the negative things that are going on with our youth. We know that. We understand that. God said there has to be some type of ministry that stands out, that is unique, and that shows the plan, the purpose, and the promise that the Lord has for our youth. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and play Miss Karen Shoel's song, I Can Only Imagine. And then after that, we are going to go into prayer, and I'm going to read your scripture.
The day is coming when I shall see my Jesus face to face, the day I've waited for all my life. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, yeah. Can you only imagine? I love you, Jesus. To be surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or when all of you be still, will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. Ooh, yeah.
I praise you, Jesus, for all that you've done. You know, the Bible tells me that in heaven, the streets are paved with gold, and that the walls are made of jasper. That's sort of like a diamond. I have no doubt that all those things will be beautiful, but that's not what I'm longing for. The first face that I want to see is the one who died for me, the one who made it all possible for me to even get there. It's all about you, Jesus. You see, when I was a little girl, I used to sit on the steps at my grandmother's house. We called her Gamma. And she would be cooking that hot water cornbread and those greens. Ooh, man, I can still smell those greens cooking. She would be singing this song about she was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus. And she would just be praying for all of us. And I'd just sit there and giggle. I didn't understand. I didn't know what all that was about. And then my cousins and I, we would all get ready and go to church. Man, we'd be there all day long. My grandfather was the pastor. Man, could he preach. I used to watch my elders. Oh, they would be dancing and singing and talking in this funny language. And I would just be sitting there amazed. I didn't understand all that back then. I just knew that they were having a really good time. Man, hats would be flying. And the next thing I know, they'd pull out these fans and they'd be fanning each other.
Yeah, I know what I'm talking about.
I was just a child. I couldn't understand what was going on. I know now. I thank you, Jesus, that you brought me into the knowledge of your saving grace so that I could tell others about you. You see, I don't have any fear of dying because I know that my Redeemer lives. And for those of you out there who do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you don't know what you're missing. I want you to come to know him as I've come to know him. I want you to know about his grace and his wonderful love, but most of all about his mercy, how loving and kind and forgiving he really is. I adore you. If you don't know him, it's time that you come to know him before it's too late. You don't know when you're going to leave off of this earth. Don't take any chances. It's time for you to come to Jesus. He's calling out your name. He loves you, and he wants you to go to heaven. Can you only imagine?
Imagine by Miss Karen Shoel. So please check her out on Facebook and also on many other pages concerning music ministry. I would like to read to you Philippians 4:19, and it reads, "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Jesus Christ." I have read to you Philippians 4:19. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the secrets of his holy word. Without further ado, I would like to pray unto God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and start on our way, Lord. We're asking with this segment to be a segment in which you are pleased with, something that is acceptable in your sight. We ask that something will be said or done that will help edify and uplift your holy and righteous name, Lord. We ask that you continue to help us to be role models for our youth and help our youth to be able to be successful in life and do your holy will, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to mend hearts and mend broken hearts and help us to obtain wisdom and knowledge from you, Heavenly Father, and help us to do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask that you just help the listeners and those who are going to listen to glean something from this particular ministry, and help us to utilize these tools and elements that you are giving us in the world so that we may build the kingdom of God up and build people who are servants of you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the love of Jesus ministry. We're asking in the name of Jesus right now, would you consecrate our hearts and our minds? Would you take anything out of our heart that is not like you? Would you give us wisdom? Give me wisdom from on high and understanding, and crown me from the top to the bottom, Lord, so that I may disseminate the word of God as you have given it and disseminate the revelation, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to help us to be ambassadors and help us to just be people of God who you are pleased with, and help us to continue to connect with individuals who are in love with you just like we are, and those individuals who are not, so that we may help them to seek and find you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your protection today. We thank you for blessing us to have a successful and prosperous day, Lord. We ask that if there is any concerns that we have, that we take it unto you, Heavenly Father, and that you fix it and remove those barriers or those hindrances, Heavenly Father, and help us to be able to train up a child in the way he or she should go so that when they get older, they will not depart from it. We're asking you, would you extend the lives of our youth, Heavenly Father, if they're gone wayward. Help us to lift up those particular things that are in our youth that is not like you and of you, and help us to flip it, Heavenly Father, to become something that is successful and prosperous. We're asking you for the spirit of patience in our everyday living, our everyday walk with you. We're asking for the spirit of understanding, knowledge, and wisdom so that we may be successful and productive each and every day. We're asking for prayers for each person on this earth, Lord, those who are informal teachers and those who are formal teachers, those who are informal leaders, those who are formal leaders. We're asking, would you bless families? Would you bless those individuals who say, pray for me? Would you bless those who are going in the hospitals, those who are coming out of the hospitals, those who have been in the hospitals? We're asking you for any bereaved families. Would you bless them, Heavenly Father? We're asking, would you bless any church projects that are coming up this week? We ask that you bless each person. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless these hands to be anointed. Would you help us to continue to keep on the gloves of faith? Help our feet to walk in the right path and help our minds to think the right things. Help our lips to speak words of kindness and wisdom, and help us to remain positive in such a negative and evil world. Help us, Heavenly Father, to be able to uplift and magnify your holy name where people will see you. Now as we go to the throne and we get ready to disseminate your word and transition into the word of God, into the revelation of God, we ask, would your image be displayed bigger than life, and would you decrease us to zero, Heavenly Father, and increase you to greatness. In the name of Jesus, we ask, would the word come from on high concerning the plan, the purpose, and the promise that you have given unto the people, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the word of God. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for each thing that you've done, the things you're going to do, and the things that you will do in the future, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And on today, we are going to speak on the topic of plan, purpose, and promise as it relates to our youth. Plan, purpose, and promise. I want to, first of all, tell you, like I tell you every time when this happens, the Lord gave me this particular topic, plan, purpose, and promise. And I have a few verses that I can use within this presentation, but I'm telling you now that we're going under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And what I want to begin with is, first of all, to tell you that a lot of things are happening to our youth in this world. We have youth who are taking their lives because of things that are happening at home, things that are happening at school, things that are happening in the communities. We have youth who are literally passing away or dying in the streets because we have failed to teach them the proper thing to do when they are approached. We have also failed in the fact of how to approach our youth. So therefore, that has caused a discrepancy, and that has taken many lives. In addition to that, as parents, as aunts and uncles and grandparents, we have failed to tell them the plan, the purpose, and the promise. We talk about the seeds of life, and as the Lord is speaking, we plant seeds. Anytime that you have children, they emulate what you do, and they are similar to you. And so what God is showing is that we all should be patient, especially if we're parents. That means that your children have your genes. So that means that when we are dealing with our children, the children that you actually have, your biological children, you are also dealing with yourself. And God says that you must know thyself before you can know anyone else. And so any type of behaviors or activities that filtrates from our children, our biological children, is also manifested within us. It doesn't matter what we say or what we do. They are little individuals who actually have our traits and characters. So God is saying that there must be a plan. And in Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." The Lord says that he promises us that, and he says that this is the plan that he has for each one of his children on earth. Whether we are hard-headed, whether we do everything the Lord asks us to do, whether we mess up sometime but do what the Lord asks us to do most of the time, the Lord says that Jeremiah 29:11 stands for all of his children on earth, whether they're wayward, whether they're going astray. And the Lord says today that he wants us to emulate the same plans to our biological children. Those are the children that you actually gave birth to and the children that you are raising or have raised. For I have the plan, for I know the plans I have for you. When you give birth to a child, you already know that child, as I said before, because the child is a part of you, declares the Lord. The Lord is our Father. You are the mother or father or the guardian of that child. So you should have a plan of success for that child when they are first born. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. When we speak about plans to prosper, that means plans to advance that child, not only to the next grade level, but to a mature stage of growth. They should know the Bible. They should be reading their Bibles before they go to bed. If they can't read, you should be reading the Bible to your child. Why? Because we're training up a child in the way that should go so that when they get older, they will not depart from it. Having God, having the Lord in your child's life is recommended because the Lord is our shelter. He is our shield, and he keeps us from hurt, harm, or danger. So when we talk about plans to prosper, the Lord is asking us today, what plan or plans do you have for your child or children? It's more to parenting than just having beautiful children. It's more to parenting than just being able to feed a child and put them on nice clothes. It's more to parenting than just attending meetings and doing all the motherly and fatherly things. God says that you must have a plan for your child, and that is a plan to prosper and not to harm them. When we hear about excessive abuse, when we hear about neglect, when we hear about any type of abuse, that goes against Jeremiah 29:11, when we child and not to harm them. We are the adults in their lives. We are the people who are over them. So therefore, we must ensure that they are prosperous. And it all starts at home with having a plan. And when we talk about not harming them, we are speaking about raising them up. And once you plant a seed, you're not going to pull that seed up unless you nourish that particular seed. So it says plans to give you hope and a future. When we talk about plans to give you hope, there are going to be storms in a child's life. Things are going to happen that are unfavorable. Things are going to not look well. But God says he wants to give plans to give each individual hope. What hope are you seeking from the Lord? There has to be some type of plan from the Lord. So therefore, the Lord is giving us a plan. And so therefore, he expects us to give a plan to our particular children or individuals. So when you read Jeremiah 29:11 tonight, or when you think about it right now, you need to understand that not only does our Father, the Lord, knows the plans that he has for us, but there are plans. The plans should be parallel to prosperity. And prosperity is not money. It's not just putting on name brand clothes. It's not putting on name brand shoes. It's not just, sending a child, feeding a child. It's not that. It includes love. It includes spending time. It includes training up a child. You train up your child because this is your biological child. The Lord revealed that he doesn't expect Moses, or he doesn't expect his disciples to train up his children. The Lord says that is his job because we are his children. You notice in the Bible, the Lord gives us a blueprint. You know, and you notice that he is the one who helped Moses, and he helped the Pharisees, and he helped his disciples. So the Lord says that he gives us the plan, and then once he gives us the plan, we are supposed to teach it to our children, right? So therefore, when we think about Jeremiah 29:11, he says, what plan do you have for your child or children? And that plan, I want you to underline the word, or write the word, to prosper and not to harm that child. And as I said before, a lot of people correlate prosperity with money, prosperity with what you drive, prosperity with your education. The Lord says it is. Prosperity means being in the Word of God, being wise, right, so that you can make sound decisions, so that you can be successful. It also correlates with being obedient and training up a child in the way that they should go. That verse always comes up when we speak about our youth. And it also deals with being a role model. We cannot expect our youth to be functional in a dysfunctional situation. We must set the atmosphere, right, for success. And so what the Lord is saying is, he says, for I know the plans I have for you. The Lord has already set us up to succeed. We must have a plan that's based on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to prosper and not to cause harm. Because as I said before, when we think about our youth, and we're talking about biological parents first, the youth are emulating us, the parents. That's who they're emulating. Now, if you're a guardian, right, they are emulating you, but they do not have your genes. So, therefore, we talk about the seed. We talk about, let's talk about, as the Lord is showing, how to flip the dirt, how to flip the seed, how to flip the negative behaviors. The Lord says that you must, first of all, turn things around. You must change something that you're doing, adults. You must change something that you're doing. I don't know what it is you need to change. The Lord is speaking. He says you know what you need to change in order to help balance a child's life. You can't expect a child to live a balanced life if we're not being balanced in front of them. So the Lord said there is something that must change. Just like the dirt, you have to flip it, right? Especially when you plant a seed and it's not on good ground. He says you have to flip it. You have to change something within you. Whatever it is, you and the Lord knows. He said you have to change that. But when you change that, you must have a plan so that that child or those children can be successful, right? So prosperity is not just putting on name brand clothes, you know, or spoiling a child. Prosperity has to do with training. Because wisdom will take you a lot of places that name brand clothes can't, right? And so God says, plans to prosper. How are you going to raise that child up so when they turn 18, they can go off to a career in college and be successful and productive? What are you going to do? And then it says, not to harm you, right? The Lord, no matter what we do, the Lord does not abuse us because of what we do. When that lady was caught in the act, right? The Lord did not ridicule her and he didn't embarrass her in front of everyone. He said, those without sin cast the first stone. Right? Now, and the Lord also told her to sin no more. It doesn't mean that you're off the hook. The Lord says, I'm still watching. Do not sin again. So therefore, we have to understand that when we're training up children, when we're training up youth, whether it's ours or we're guardians or whatever happens, that we must have a plan. And that's in Jeremiah 29 and 11. What is your plan? Let's make it real. When you're planning, okay, each day before a child goes to bed, you should speak to them. You should let them know that you love them. You should read a story to them or tell a story, right, an encouraging story. And then you should ask, is there anything on your mind before you go to bed, right? When they wake up in the morning, right, you should be one of the first individuals that they see. They should be thanking God for seeing another day because God is calling the role of our young people as well, okay? They should thank God for that. Then after which, after they thank God, then they get ready for school and you speak to your child about expectations that you have because they're representing you when they go to school. And then afterwards, there should be some type of prayer going on. Because we have to make sure that when we send our kids off that they're covered. Thinking about a young man who went off to school. He was 12 years old. Went off to school and killed himself. Shot himself. He died. Right? This is just true stories. You never know. So that's why it's so important to communicate with your children. And it's so important to pray for them before they go to school. And it's so important to give them their expectations, actually to pray before they even go over a friend's house because you just never know. But pray before they go to church. Wherever they go, there needs to be some praying going on. Whether you believe in God or not, that is your business. But the whole fact is that God wants us to have a plan. He wants us to have a plan so that our youth can prosper and so that they will not be harmed. We want our students and our youth to have hope, and we want them to have a bright future. And in order to do that, they're going to need our help. They're going to need the adults' help, the parents, the guardians, the aunts, the uncles, the family members. And they're going to need to see some positive things going on. We can't expect the world to raise our children. That should not be an expectation. It is our job to do so. We must plan or start planning today. What is the difference between a successful child who can go to school and be productive and those who kind of struggle? The difference is expectations, and the difference is balance. Every child can be successful. Every youth can be successful. But there must be a plan in place, and it must start at the house. That's what God says. He says charity starts at home. A lot of people think when we talk about charity, he's saying don't go out to these different places before you take care of your home, and that's what that means. But God says charity starts at home. Love starts at home. Discipline starts at home. We can't expect this world to take care of our kids anymore because you see all the things that's happening in the world. You have to be very cognizant and careful of whose hands you leave your children in. So we can't expect when I send my child to a friend's house, you can't expect that particular adult to do what you would do, right? So therefore, it's important that we have a plan in place, and it starts at home. So for Jeremiah 29 and 11, what the Lord says we need to get out of this is how are we going to help our youth prosper? And it's more than buying brand name clothes and high price shoes. It has to do with character. It has to do with wisdom and knowledge, love and communication and spending time. Number two, when we talk about harm, how are we going to keep our kids safe? I was reading about a five-year-old girl, right? And these are true stories, and I say this because the Lord says be real, you know? Reading about a five-year-old girl. Her mom allowed her to go off with someone, and this particular man died, and we have no idea where she's at, and this happened somewhere in another state. It's very important that we take care of our children, especially when they're in our care. It's very important. How are we going to keep them safe? Right? How are we going to keep them safe at home? How are we going to keep them safe at school? How are we going to keep them safe wherever they go? It's very important. Parenting, being guardians, that's a very big job. It's probably the biggest job we could ever have because it's a lot to it. It's more to it than just spoiling and giving clothes. You have to start teaching life lessons so that when they get out in the world, they'll know how to deal with the world. Okay? Number two, let's talk about purpose. Okay? I told you on last week that we were seeking Titus 2 men and women. We were seeking those individuals who were able to help our youth, who were able to be positive role models. Right? Where are they? You know, where are they at? And are you, let's make it personal, a Titus 2 man or a woman? Who is looking at you? If you're a parent, your children, for one, are looking at you. If you're a guardian, those who you're raising are looking at you. Right? And when you go out, people are looking at you, how you carry yourself. Right? Especially if you say, I'm in ministry. How are you carrying yourself when you deal with people? Okay, so let's look at Proverbs 19 and 21. Many are the plans in a human heart, but it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. The Lord is saying that there is more to it. There's more to parenting and dealing with children than just supervision. And as I said before, given the tangible things and spoiling, you have to listen to them. You have to spend time with them. You have to take them places. You have to get to know your child, your children. They have to know that they can come to you and speak to you. there has to be a balance. There has to be structure in their lives, right? And it's very important that we give our youth purpose. Each youth, each person on earth has a purpose. It's very good if when you're speaking to your child at night or in the morning or whenever you speak to your child or children, that you ask them, what is your purpose in life? They should be able to tell you their purpose, especially if they're five and up. What is your purpose? My purpose is to go to school and learn, or my purpose is to become a doctor. So some kids will tell you that, and some will just say, my purpose is to go to school and learn. But each child must understand that wherever they go, when they go to church, what is your purpose for going to church? Right? My purpose, they should learn this, is to become a better Christian and learn how to treat people and learn how to be obedient. When they go to school, what is your purpose? My purpose is to learn and do my homework and to be obedient and respectful so that I can become better than I am now. Okay? So there always has to be a purpose. When you take a child to a particular place, wherever it may be, they need to understand that there is a purpose for going. They're not just going to go. When you go to Six Flags, what are you going to Six Flags for? You're going to Six Flags because you want to have fun. You're really saying to relieve stress. But for kids, you're going to Six Flags because you've been good and also because I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy life. They need to understand what enjoying life looks like and feels like. There always has to be a purpose. You have to tell them this is the purpose. That way they can appreciate the purpose, because if they feel like they're just going somewhere, just to go somewhere, then they're more subjected to not understand the purpose and not understand the plan and to not do in accordance to what you have taught them. So the purpose is very important. And Proverbs 19 and 21 says that, you know, in our lives, many of us have plans. You know, we have plans to do this or that. But the Lord's purpose prevails because the Lord has a purpose for our lives. Just like sometimes when I come on the ministry and I say, okay, we're going to talk about this or that. For instance, today, I said, okay, Lord, you're saying we need to talk about plan, purpose, and productivity. The Lord changed it. Plan, purpose, and the promise, right? And we're going to get to the promise in a minute. But our plans are not God's plans. You must pray over your child and understand what their purpose is. You must pray for a plan for your child. This deals with their obedience levels, and this also deals with their purpose while they're here. And once you do that, the Lord will begin to order your steps so that you can order their steps so that they can be productive and successful. But what happens so many times is that we make our own plan, right? And we don't have a purpose, right? Your child, your children are very valuable investments. They are here for a reason. There are some kids who were born and they didn't make it. They passed away, right? So there is a purpose. Each day of our lives consists of a purpose. There is a purpose. You have to find out what that purpose is for your child. Let's talk about the promise. You know, many times it's very important that if we promise or tell our children or youth something, that we follow through with it. A lot of students, a lot of youth all around this world, they become upset and angry because we tell them one thing and we do something else, or it doesn't happen. And so we need to be a man or woman of our word and keep our word. And we need to make sure that our promise lines up with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our plan and purpose. The Lord promises us in Philippians 4:19, right? And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. And Jesus promises us many things. He promises us eternal life, but guess what? Even with eternal life, there are some things that we have to do. We have to live appropriately on earth, right? And so the Lord says, in order for your youth, the key to success for our youth is not the name brand clothes, not the high price shoes, not the high dollar this and that. He said the key to success and the key to being prosperous as far as life is concerned. It's having a plan, a purpose, and understanding the promise of God. Having a plan, a purpose, and understanding the promise of God. We hear about so many youths. And this is a true story. I was a couple of months ago, I was at a particular place, and I was working a session for this youth program, youth empowerment program. And we found several of the students playing in the restroom area. And so as they noticed that the adults were coming, they began to run. And that was a teachable moment. Because I told them, I said, look, I said, if you get caught, really you shouldn't be doing it, playing in the restroom. I said, but if you get caught, why run? Right? Why run? I said, you stay there and you accept the consequence, right? Because you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. And God showed me at that particular moment that that's the same thing the devil does. The devil has us doing things because we don't have a plan, a purpose, and don't understand God's promise. Then when we get caught in that sin, right, then the devil flees and leaves us there all alone. But God, with his promise, right, he says, I am with you always. And so we must remember that. But when we're raising our youth, it's very important because a lot of things are happening, as I said before. A lot of things are happening in this world. And the best thing that we could do for our youth is pray. The second best thing is have a plan. The third best thing is have a purpose. And the last thing is to understand the promise of God. It is very important that parents and guardians, aunts and uncles, be just that in a child's life. We have to have some type of balance. We used to could say it takes a village, and it does. But our village is tainted, right? Things are happening. Our village is tainted. You have to be very careful who you set your different, who you give your children to. You have to be careful with that. You have to be very careful with that. And so we talk about the plan, the purpose, and the promise. And it's very important because our children need to understand it. We need to understand it. So I want to sum this up before I get to, can the youth climb over the bar of success? When we speak about plan, purpose, and promise, the Lord says in plan, what you need to understand is the Lord has plans for us to prosper. And prosperity is not riches. Prosperity is richness in the Word of God. Okay, that's number one. Number two, when we talk about purpose, he said, what is the purpose? Your child, your children are here for a purpose. Are you going to be that Titus 2 man or woman who will help lead your child to the promise? Let's go to promise. When we talk about promise, God promises us that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches. But guess what? We must be in the will of God. We must follow God. God has no respect of person. Just because a person is out of the ark of safety or they are not running with the sheep who are on the Lord's side does not mean that the Lord does not have a plan, purpose, or a promise for their lives. The Lord is just waiting on them to come back. And so it's very important as parents, as aunts and uncles, grandparents, that we help our children understand the plan, the purpose, and the promise. And this is what the Lord is showing me. He said there is a difference between being a parent or grandparent or aunt and uncle and spoiling a child, and there is a difference between loving a child. There are two differences. Loving a child is sometimes you have to show tough love. Sometimes they can't get what they want because it's not good for them. And it teaches them when they get older, right, that if you can't get it, then just take it. And that's how we get into problems. And then the second thing is when we talk about the tough love aspect, that is allowing the students or the youth to understand that you love them and that you give them what they need and you give them some of the things that they want, but also teaching them a lesson about life, that life is not about just receiving, receiving, receiving. It's also about giving, giving, giving as well. And so it's very important that we have a balance between teaching them in the correct way, and also loving them and keeping them from all hurt, harm, or danger. So plan, purpose, and promise are the three biggies with this particular ministry today. When we talk about raising the bar for our youth, can the youth climb over the bar of success? And if you look on my Facebook page, I have a picture of someone going over a bar. And what I want you to know about this high jump bar is that the bar begins low. And this is a representation of when a child is small. When a child is small, you begin teaching them, right? As they progress and get older, right, the bar is raised because of their cognition and they understand right from wrong. At some point, they're going to have to be able to jump over the bar of success, which means graduate and become a productive adult. Can they do it? Yes, they can. But guess what? God says they can't do it without a plan, a purpose, and a promise. And we need Titus II men and women that is who will show them the right path. We cannot, and I'm going to say it again as the Lord is showing this, because it's still out there and it's still in the communities, it's still all over this nation. It takes a village to raise a child. Yes, it does. But guess what? We can't depend on the village anymore, because there are a lot of things going on in the village that taints our youth. There are a lot of things going on in the village that is hurting our youth. So it is our responsibility at the house, because charity starts at home anyway, as I said before, to begin to change and turn things around. It is our responsibility to do that. Our youth, biological youth, are part of us. Their genes, they have our genes. We reap what we sow, right? And God is saying we reap what we sow. So we're going to have patience, because they're just like us. We're going to have a plan of success. We're going to have a purpose. We're going to have a promise. And we have to keep them from hate, trauma, danger. We have to make sure that we are patient with them, that we're not abusing them. We have to make sure of all those things. You know, when they go out in the world, we need to teach them while they're young. You don't run from things. Sometimes you have to stand up and say, I didn't do it. Oh, I did do it. What is the consequence? Right? We can preserve many lives like that. Sometimes you have to tell them what respect looks like. You have to show them what it feels like, what it is, that may preserve their lives when they get 18 and 19 years old, especially our gentlemen. And I'm just being real the way the Lord has given it to me. Likewise, adults. These verses are not just for children. This is for us as well. We must have a plan. We must have a purpose. We must understand the promise. How are we going to help youth become successful? What is our purpose on earth? And our purpose should not be to act like we're teenagers and to act inappropriate with youth. What is the promise? What did God promise us? What does God expect us to be? Titus II men and women, period. No question about it. So it's very important that we plan, have a purpose, and promise. And once again, as I said before, our youth are able to climb over the bar. But we must continue to raise the bar. We must not become stagnated. Spoiling is totally different than allowing a youth to do whatever they want to. Spoiling, okay, you give them what you want, but you still have expectations for them. All right? But letting them do whatever they want is letting them make decisions, grown-up decisions, when they shouldn't be. Allow the children to be children as long as they can, because I guarantee you when they become adults, they're going to wish they were children. Okay? So that's what God is saying to us today. I believe that every youth I encounter is good. I also believe that there are things in the environment that causes our youth to get off track. And I do believe that those things in the environment can be changed, just like when a seed is planted on ground that's not good, it can be turned around. I do believe that. But I do also believe the Bible when it says charity starts at home. And it does, and it spreads abroad. It starts at home. We cannot expect the world or places that our children go to start raising our kids, our youth. That is our job. When they go to school, they have to understand that the plan is for them to advance to the next grade. The plan is for them to have a good day. The plan is for them to respect their teachers and the teachers to respect them and the adults to respect them as well. The purpose is for them to learn and do their work. The promise is if they do, I guarantee you that they will be successful and advance to the next grade level. Just like that. That's how you have to talk to your children every day. It's not just a one-time deal. You have to do this constantly, consistently. You notice that when a seed is in the ground, you constantly have to plant and you have to do things, nourish it, make sure sunlight's on it. You have to do all that. It's not just a one-time thing where you put the seed in the ground and say, okay, it'll grow. You have to water it. God says you have to do that every day. This should be an everyday ordeal, okay? You have to make sure you're doing that. Because a child can climb the bar to success. And this concludes our youth ministry. I have a few announcements to make, and then I want you to listen to my new ending song by Miss Karen. She gave me a little ending for my program, and I thank her so much for that. So here we go. Please continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. And remember that this particular name will change in a couple of weeks, but the format will be the same. In addition to that, make sure that you know that A Spiritual Guide on the Go is in your bookstores at Follis.com, at BarnesandNobles.com, at Amazon.com, at AmazonUK.com. Please pick up A Spiritual Guide on the Go. It's only 40 pages long, and it will empower and help to uplift you. In addition to that, God for artists, published writers, actors, actress, any type of positive community leader, please connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. And in addition to that, if you have any events that are going on, please be sure to email me those events as well. In addition to that, make sure you're praying for 188 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, make sure that you understand and realize that on September 21st, the Greater Anissa Baptist Church will have a play, and we invite the community of Waco to come out. The donation is $12, and it includes a hearty meal as well as live entertainment, and it will be at the Bell Mead Civic Center. And once again, this is September 21st, 2014, at 6 o'clock p.m. We will have dinner and a play at the Bell Mead Civic Center, and yours truly will also be in the play as well, and you will enjoy it, okay? In addition to that, make sure that you continue to connect with me on the page entitled I Got to Have Faith. I have several pages, but that is my main page, so please connect with me on that as well. Also, make sure that you, if you have any friends who are authors, writers, publishers, actors, actresses, gospel artists, please send them to me because I would love to connect with them as I have connected with many of the gospel artists. I would like for you to check out our gospel artist of the week, which is Psalmist Tamela Mann, and our comedian of the week, which is Mr. Mann, Mr. David Mann. Be sure that you check out those two individuals on YouTube, and also they have different events and programs coming up, so please be sure to support those two, okay? In addition to that, on next week we will have more information with gospel artists and comedians and actors and actresses of the week. I would like to place your name there, so please be sure to, as I said before, reach out to me and so that I can check out some things that you're doing and so that I can get my listeners to go ahead and submit a couple of names. Make sure that, and this is nationwide, students, that you are doing your homework. Make sure that you're reading at night. Make sure you're praying. Make sure that you're being obedient not only at home but at school as well. Make sure that you understand the plan, the purpose, and the promise. Your purpose for attending school is to learn and receive an education. You know, if you want to be a comedian, there are jobs out there, but right now, right now, your purpose is to listen and learn. And so let's make sure we're doing that. Parents, let's make sure that we're reiterating that at the house as well, because charity starts at home. And when we send our students, they are representing our household. So let's make sure we're cognizant of that. In addition to that, I really appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I encourage you, and I pray that you continue to stay connected with me. You continue to listen to some of the ministries. Matter of fact, all of the ministries, because the Lord is speaking a good word. And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? So in addition to that, I'm getting ready to sign off, but I would like for you to listen to this last song that Miss Karen Shoel made for me, and this will be my official song that will conclude the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. But if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.